Milwaukee Public Schools is planning to reopen for students beginning next Wednesday. It's one of the last districts in the state to resume in-person teaching. Looming over MPS's decision to reopen was the threat of financial sanctions from the State Department of Public Instruction. DPI told MPS in early March that it needed to serve more students with disabilities in person. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
Kate Campbell's adopted 10-year-old son has an emotional behavioral disability that's a result of trauma early in his life. During a normal school year at Garland Elementary, he's in a special education classroom with two teachers and a one-on-one aide.
It's a lot of teaching him how to interact with people, teaching him how to, you know, deal with frustration. And it's not really possible to do that over a computer, especially when the computer is the thing that's making you mad.
Campbell says she's spent this school year fighting with MPS to get her son the in-person services he's legally entitled to through his Individualized Education Plan, or IEP.
So it's been a very disappointing. Mostly, they, I would say, just ignore me. Sometimes I don't even get responses to emails, or no one's really calling to check in to see how we're doing. It's just almost like we're a lost cause at this point to them.
It's not just Campbell who feels MPS isn't doing enough for students with disabilities. The State Department of Public Instruction has repeatedly told MPS that it's not meeting its obligation to provide a free, appropriate public education for children with special needs. MPS capitulated to DPI pressure in February. The district offered about 300 students with IEPs in-person education 2 half-days per week at 3 school sites. MPS says 157 students took the district up on the offer. MPS spokesman Earl Arms says the 300 student number was a starting point to return families seeking in-person education. Monica Murphy, an attorney with Disability Rights Wisconsin, says it wasn't enough.
MPS is serving 127 kids in person 2 half-days a week. There are close to 15,000 kids with disabilities in MPS. I am sure many more than 127 of them are having difficulty learning virtually.
DPI leaders felt the same way. In early March, Assistant State Superintendent Barbara Van Haren sent a letter to MPS saying the one-size-fits-all program was not sufficient. She told MPS to provide in-person services to all students whose IEPs require them, or else risk losing state funding. Here's Murphy's reaction to the DPI letter.
I think it's spot on. I wish it was even stronger. I know DPI is frustrated. We are certainly frustrated with the lack of urgency and the minimal offerings of in-person services for kids with disabilities up to this point.
A few weeks after the March letter, the MPS board voted to phase in face-to-face learning starting April 14th. When asked what role the DPI order played in MPS's decision, spokesman Earl Arms said the administration has been in continuous planning for an in-person return. School Board President Larry Miller did not return requests for an interview. Ultimately, more than a year after schools closed, students with disabilities like Kate Campbell's fourth grader will have the opportunity to return in person. But she says her trust in MPS is broken.
Trying to fight the district for what he needs and deserves is taking an emotional toll on me. And the relationship that I had with the school, I feel like, has just really been ruptured.
Monica Murphy, the disability rights attorney, says students with IEPs are entitled to compensatory services once they're back in school. That means extra services to help make up for academic or behavioral progress that was lost during virtual learning. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.